Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. On this Memorial Day, we find out about a special group of World War II veterans that will head to Washington, D.C. next week on a two-day Honor Flight Bluegrass trip. Chairman Cletus Evans says the veterans will board a plane to leave early June 5th.
This is the 10th year that we are celebrating Honor Flight Bluegrass, which started in 2008. And we decided back on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, that we were going to take 60 World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. for a special D-Day trip.
Evans says this is a special trip for a group of veterans that are few in number.
There's only a 500,000 registered World War II veterans left, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, that may sound like a lot of people out of the 16 million that serve, but there's only probably about 6,000 left here in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, and the youngest guy is about 90 years old right now.
He says when they arrive in D.C., they'll begin their tour at the Air and Space Museum,
which has the planes and aviation equipment from all the different wartime eras, particularly the World War II guys. And it also will have the Enola Gay out there, which dropped the bomb into the war over in the Pacific. After spending about 2 hours there, we're going to get on buses and take a police escort into the city of Washington and head over to the FDR Memorial. We all know that FDR can and the World War II guys can easily relate to each other since he was their commander-in-chief.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. After a night in Baltimore, Evans says the veterans will head to the World War II Memorial on D-Day, June 6th.
Have a special replaying ceremony to honor all the, you know, the real heroes that didn't come home. From there, we're going to go to Arlington National Cemetery, watch the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and we'll head to the Korean War Memorial, where we'll stay there probably about an hour and 45 minutes. So not only could they see that, but they'll walk around the Lincoln Memorial and then walk over to the Vietnam Wall.
He says their final stop will be at the Iwo Jima Memorial.
Wrap it all up as we go over to the Marine Corps War Memorial, which is better known as the Iwo Jima Memorial. There we'll take another group photo there. We'll get back on the bus and head back to Douglas Airport.
Evans says a group of veterans and guardians will receive a hero's welcome when they arrive back in Louisville at Standiford Field. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.